like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Patricia Sutton.
And I'm Anthony Sutton.
And this is
Movie Time.
Get on up. No, I don't mean for you. Stay there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We have a biopic of James Brown. Patricia was very interested in seeing this. Why?
Because I like James Brown. He was a great singer. Didn't look great, but I mean.
Anthony, one of the reasons that I have you here is that you have an interest in music.
Right.
Does this do it for you?
Yes, actually it does. The one thing that bothered me, though, was how easy it was for James Brown to transition between his bands. It seemed like he didn't have a respect for his instrument players because it was so easy for him to drop off and pick up a different group whenever they didn't agree with what he had to say.
The biopic appears to be fairly honest in its depiction of his self-centeredness.
They didn't show the steps to how he became so egomaniacal. People want to see in a biopic a nice linear motion. And I don't really like that. I like the way it goes back and forth.
The flashback.
I like that.
The jumps back and forward from past, present, and future were frequent in the beginning of the movie. But as we got towards the 50-minute mark, it seemed like they slowed down and they didn't remain consistent with the frequency that they had in the beginning. And that threw me off.
And I guess I'm a mixture of you two. I'm a bit bothered by the flashbacking. We started in 1988 with that goofy incident, which is not exactly what happened. He did run from the cops, and I think he did harass a group of white people who were in his building using his toilet. Right? Although he did land in jail. How long he spent for stealing that three-piece suit.
Yeah.
I would rather see it from his childhood when the abusive father, the mother who abandons, and then the stepmother who is the madam, tremendously abusive of his wives and of drugs.
I don't need a long dissertation about his life on drugs, his beating of women, his poverty. I don't really want to see a man beating on a child or a man beating on a woman. I need to see, why did he become an egomaniac about his music? Why did Bobby Bird think he was a genius? You didn't really show me that. There's a scene in there where he's telling everyone that every instrument that they have is a drum, to think of everything that they have as a drum. There's a scene where Bobby Bird is telling the other guys they're all along for the ride.
Yes,
that he's not meant to be the front man.
Right.
James Brown is meant to be the front man. He's the genius. I wanted them to tell me a little bit more about why he was a genius.
For me, as an instrumentalist, I would have liked to see more from the guitar, the piano, but it's all about James Brown here, so, oh man, I enjoyed the music.
I understand that they used a Fender Telecaster.
Yes.
Which hadn't yet been in mass production. That's one of the only anachronisms.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
The early beginnings of the Telecaster would have been known as the Broadcaster, if I'm not mistaken. So, good catch there.
I know.
Before it even had its original name.
Isn't that interesting?
That's cool.
Would you recommend, Patricia, this film?
James Brown had an impact on not only music, but also society. The time when Martin Luther King was shot, he had a concert in Boston, Massachusetts. The audience was about to be rowdy. He didn't just talk about what happened with Martin Luther King, but he told that audience, look, we have to represent ourselves as Black people. We don't just riot and, you know, stop the riot without the police going all crazy.
Anthony, would you recommend it?
Yes, I think it brings something new to the table in terms of biopics.
I happen to have seen James Brown when I was a little girl.
Oh, wonderful.
I remember the theatrics on stage and the end of the show where he's bending down and has the cape put across his back. I always remember that like a preacher. And it was just the godfather of soul. Super bad. I mean, that thing. So I thought about his moves the whole time and Prince copied those moves.
Get on up. The biopic of James Brown. And what grade would you award this film?
I give it a B for super bad.
Well, I was going to give it a B until you compared it to Ray, so I'll give it a C for couldn't quite measure up.
And I'm going to award it a B+. You know what I'm not going to ask us all?
What?
About the Black experience. Wouldn't that be a cliche?
It was good.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.